I mean, you seem in pretty good spirits, man. How optimistic are you about this, you know, about what you can do this year? It seems like you've made a steady progression as a football player. And what are goals for Eric Fisher this year?
Yeah, like you said, you know, I guess, you know, I see myself on a steady incline. And, you know, I'm just I'm looking to pick up where I left off. And, you know, continue to grow, you know, and just, you know, stay on a steady rise throughout my career. And, you know, if I can do that 10 more years, whatever, however many more years, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm really looking forward, you know, to a great season this year.
Let's hear about your off-season workout, man. Tell us, what'd you get into this off-season? What was the focus as far as getting bigger and stronger and all that?
Yeah, just I was training back in Michigan, you know, just, I think I only took, you know, a week or two off, you know, after that Patriots game and got back to work, you know, trying to build some more strength. You know, I guess that's, you know, the goal for everybody, you know, take advantage of the time you got off and do what you got to do to improve yourself in the areas you need to improve.
You boxing
this year? You know, I've messed around with it a little bit, you know, but I was really concentrating on the weights this year. You know, just the typical off-season workouts.
Was it nice to be healthy going into an off season and not have to worry about recovering from surgery, things like that, and just be able to focus on getting yourself better?
Definitely. Yeah, you know, I kind of had that opportunity last year also, so it was nice. But, you know, that shoulder surgery is quite a long recovery. So, you know, this year it felt that much better. You know, I feel great right now. I feel real strong. I don't feel like anything's holding me back. So, really looking forward to the next 10 months.
What was your reaction when the Chiefs signed Mitchell Schwartz?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, anybody who can improve our offensive line, you know, the group we had, you know, I thought we had a great group of guys last year. You know, I'm going to miss my boy Jeff, but, you know, I think it's going to be, he's only going to help us and going to do some good things this year.
Did you have a chance to talk to him?
I just met him today at the workout. Seems like a great guy. I played with his brother a little bit. They're actually kind of opposite people, but, you know, oh, well, Jeff's a talker. Jeff loves talking, and Mitch is a little quieter, it seems like. But, you know, I think we're going to have some good chemistry and got a good thing going.
Aaron, what do you hope you've proven? And I know I know how this league goes. Like, you, the next game, you always try to prove it. Every week you got to prove it. But, like, through your three-year career, like, do you feel like you've shown, like, you know what, I'm a starting caliber player in this league, and I can still make a Pro Bowl? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, do you feel like, what do you think you've proven in your career? What else do you want to prove? What else do you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, as a tackler, obviously I want to, you know, cross into that Pro Bowl caliber player. You know, it's, you know, quite an accomplishment. So, obviously, you know, I'd love to do that, you know, make the All-Pro team and, you know, just improve my game. As long as I personally think I'm improving, you know, I'm working to be the best, and, you know, I guess, you know, you watch other guys around the league, and you see what they're doing, you know, the real successful ones. You know, there's quite a few in the league right now, and you just try to mimic their game and do what you got to do to make it to the next level.
How much has your sense of what Alex Smith is doing in the pocket improved from, you know, when you first got into the league? You got a much better sense of timing and, you know, when he's ready to go or those types of things now?
Yeah, just knowing, I mean, well, being around the guys and building that chemistry, I mean, it's, you know, not something that comes, you know, real quick, you know, right off the bat. But, you know, every year I'm learning, you know, more in depth in the offense and knowing where the guys are around me and, you know, knowing what the backs are doing, knowing what the tight ends are doing, where they're going to be going. And, you know, so that definitely helps as an offensive lineman, you know, just knowing where your guys are going to be, you know, take the right set or take the right block.
The Houston game, it's just one game out of three seasons. But do you feel like that's kind of given you a pretty big boost in your career, the way you played that day?
Well, it seems to have done that with the media. But, yeah, I thought it was you know, a real fun game for me. You know, kind of almost seemed like a little bit of a turning point in my career. So, you know, it was nice to, you know, to get going, you know, especially in the playoffs, you know, round one and then going to the first playoff game in quite some time around here. I thought that was a big accomplishment.
So we were right about you for a change then.
I guess you can say that.
What's it mean to your family? What's it mean to you
to have a game like that and to have the media looking at you as a successful player instead of us sitting here like we've done every year saying, when are you going to reach the potential? When are you going to be the guy that we thought we were getting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's with being the number one pick, you know, it's quite a – you know, you got to live up to that and all that. But, you know, so it got to me a little bit rookie year. And you know, I think I'm on the right track now. Hopefully we can keep writing some good articles and whatnot and get some good exposure.
Last one,
To be fair, Fish, like, you know, if you watching you on a week-to-week basis, like, you were tapping into the nasty, though. Like, that wasn't just, like, a one-week thing with Watt. Like, what – my question for you is, like, what allowed you to kind of tap into that aggressive, like, nasty side of your personality on the field that Dorsey saw in college, right, that you showed at Central? Like, what allowed you to really tap into that, especially last year, I guess, when you kind of got back into the mix?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, being confident in what you're doing, you know, knowing you're the better guy out there, knowing, you know, that you are, you know, you're supposed to be where you're at. And, I don't know, you know, just, I guess, came with, you know, maturing in this league, growing up a little bit, and, you know, just getting after it.